Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about our good friend Hector Barreto being back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Hector is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 12 years since he was on the show the first time and has been with us many times since then. When we first knew him, he was the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration and was the best one they ever had for a number of years there, 6 or 7 years he was the administrator. He's now the chairman of the Latino Coalition, and more importantly, though, he's our good friend, Hector Barreto. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
It's always great to be with you and with all your listeners. I feel back at home.
Good. Well, we feel like that, too. Hector, tell the audience about what the Latino Coalition does, is and does, and what you guys are doing right now.
Sure. Well, as we've talked before, the Latino Coalition is a national organization, been around for about 20 years. It's a network of what I call centers of influence. So we have a number of organizations, chambers of commerce, business groups that are part of it. We also deal with issues like education and healthcare. Because you remember, those are the top issues in the Hispanic community. So we focus a little attention on those as well. We do events across the country. We have 60-plus organizations that are part of the network, over a million Hispanic businesses in our database, and that keeps us pretty busy.
Yeah, there are quite a few Hispanic chambers of commerce around the country. How many do you know?
Well, I think there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 400 to 500 Hispanic chambers of commerce. And, of course, you remember my father was the founder of the United States Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, which is the umbrella organization that represents a lot of them. So we work with USHCC, and we work with a lot of those local chambers of commerce as well.
Right, exactly. Some of the things that are on the minds of Hispanic small business owners these days.
Well, you know, Jim, and I say this all the time. I said, you know, Hispanic businesses want the same thing every business
wants.
And I call those the four C's. You know, they need more capital, and you know, it's very tough to get capital these days. They need more capacity, and that comes in the form of counseling or technical assistance because, as you know, a lot of businesses don't know what they don't know. It's not their fault. And so if you can help them with some of those areas that they're not as strong as, their chances of success past those first five critical years grows exponentially. They also need contracts. That's the third C. You know, I've said it for a long time. You know, small business, again, needs the same thing that big business needs. They need more business. And if we can help them get more business through either federal procurement or private sector procurement, they can take care of a lot of those other issues themselves. And, of course, when you're in a recession, like I think we still are in some cases, you need to control your costs because it's not what you make, it's what you get to keep. And so we try to help small businesses also lower their cost of operation.
Right.
We do that through a lot of our good corporate partners as well.
You know, you talked about a recession. You know, there's two ways to think about a recession. One is the technical way they measure it, which is what some economists came up with. But the other way is what does it feel like out on where the rubber meets the road, out on Main Street? What does it feel like? And
exactly.
And there was a time when you could sort of look at Wall Street and sort of see what's going on with the economy. But Wall Street is completely disconnected from the economy these days. If you really want to know how the economy is going, what kind of an economy we have, you got to go to Main Street for that, don't you?
There's no doubt about it, and there's nobody closer to it than you are. You've been a great warrior and champion on this issue, and that when you go down to Main Street and you talk to small business owners, they're still nervous. They're still worried. They're still not hiring. They're not buying inventory. They're not planning on expanding. And, you know, they just don't see their customer base coming back the way it did in, you know, years ago when these recessions may be only a year or 2 years long. And that we're into this thing now for 5+ years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, No light at the end of the tunnel right now for a lot of these businesses.
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, only 22% of our audience that we polled recently, like last week, only 22%, I think it is, said that that they were doing okay and that they were actually going to invest in their growth. But the rest of them actually it's now 21%. But the rest, 79%, said we're growing, but we're not investing, or we're not growing.
Right.
And think about that. Four out of five small business owners are basically feeling like they're in the doldrums.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons we stay in this downturn, because you know this better than I do, but small businesses really are the engine, and
yep.
They are the ones that create the new jobs. They're the ones that create the new innovation. They're the majority of the people that are in international
right.
trade. And if they're not doing well, the economy can't do well. You know?
LatinoCoalition.org?
It's thelatinocoalition.com. Please visit it.
TheLatinoCoalition.com. Check it out, folks. Quick break. Twin Tail right back with Hector Barreto after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.